The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. How did the world become so wicked within just a little over 1,600 years that God had to send the flood? Notice what God had to say in Genesis 7 and verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. God talking about the time that he sent the flood here. The world became so wicked that God had to send the flood to destroy all of mankind except the eight that he saved by the ark. Does that sound like our nation, our world? How about you? Do you see any reason that you should obey the word of God? The pre-flood world didn't, and Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in this end time. Do you like what you see and hear about the world and our nation, our towns, our cities? Why are there so many evils? Why has love waxed cold in this world? Why so much crime, hatred, and violence? Why are we fast approaching the time of annihilation that Christ talked about in Matthew 24. Yes, why are we fast approaching the time of the annihilation of all flesh? My friend, if you would like to relieve the pressure you are living with, then just begin obeying the word of God and learn the way of give. The way of get is the cause of a pressurized world and a corrupt world. The way of get is what brought the flood, and it will bring the world today to the point of annihilation. That's why you and this entire earth is living under so much pressure. The world before the flood had become totally materialistic. That was the mindset they had developed. No doubt they were having financial problems. Sound like our world today, doesn't it? The way of get produces these financial problems, plus the divorce, the live-ins, the unhappy marriages, the biting, the bickering, the wars, and all the other evils that we have. Yes, the live-ins, the merry-go-round of divorce, and so on. That's what Mother Eve did when she took the forbidden fruit. That's what Adam did when he took of it as well. And that way of life was so set in the pre-flood world that no one wanted to change. They had been warned time after time that the flood was coming many years before Noah's day. If they didn't turn to their Maker, change their way, and repent, they scoffed, they mocked, persecuted, and even murdered some of those righteous men for preaching the truth. But that didn't stop the doom that God had pronounced. It came anyway. And as I said, they had been warned time after time before Noah's day. Notice in the book of Job, verses 14 and 15. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. In other words, way back in the days of Enoch, two generations before Noah's day, he was warning people to change, to repent, because he said there's a day of doom coming. Enoch was a preacher of righteousness. He was preaching a warning message to the pre-flood world that they would be destroyed and they would pay with their life for living an ungodly life. He told them the only way out was to repent, turn to God in obedience to his word and his law. They were too far gone even before Noah's day, which was two or three generations later. Enoch was Noah's great-grandfather. You can read that in Genesis chapter 5. The pre-flood world didn't listen to Enoch, or his grandson, Lamech, who was another preacher of righteousness, or his great-grandson, Noah, which was the last preacher of righteousness before the flood. And he began preaching 120 years at least before the flood, a warning and a repentance message, but no one listened. No one. Think of that, my friends. No one listened. How many are listening today to a warning and a repentance message? How many are listening today that Jesus Christ is going to return and depose Satan and set up and establish the kingdom of God on this earth? how many are listening to the truth that you can qualify to be a ruler in the kingdom of God when Christ does come back? How many want to repent and change their way today? Do you? If you don't, my friends, you will wish that you had. You are having the opportunity to do that now if you're hearing my voice today and others out there preaching a warning and a repentance message and the gospel of the kingdom of God that it is coming to this earth. But because the world kept getting more wicked and corrupt, God in His mercy and love destroyed them with a flood. No doubt they were slowly destroying themselves, which would have been a much slower and agonizing death than the flood that took them away speedily. So God was very merciful by bringing the flood on a world that had completely forsaken God and the way that He commands you to live your life for your well-being. This world today has the capability and has had for many years to annihilate all life from this earth, and would do so if Christ doesn't return to stop it. Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And my friends, we are in the end days now. History tells us, as well as the Bible, that the pre-flood world was very corrupt and wicked, a society where they preyed on one another, no law and order, everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Could law and order ever break down in this world and in our nation? Are we headed in that direction? The lack of law and order in the home, the lack of proper child rearing and training certainly does not add to an orderly society. It is a detriment to any decent society. Yes, my friends, when times really get tough in our nation, and it will, listen to this, my friends, when times really get rough in our nation, and it will, law and order can and will break down. Are we headed toward a socialist nation? Are we almost there right now in the fall of 2010? Don't rule that out. The government is under pressure to keep their social programs going, and times are still pretty good for most Americans, at least economically. But we're all shook up, for many see the handwriting on the wall for America, that something isn't right, that things are going wrong. Many see and know and understand that we are truly at a crossroads, and we have a decision to make if we want to save our nation. Yes, many are saddened to see our nation in such moral condition, as well as the financial condition that we are in. Yes, the pressure is on because we don't want to give up our lifestyle, but it is going to happen. America has seen its heyday. Pressure will increase for this world and our nation and you personally. You can take that statement to the bank. That is, unless you personally change and repent of rebelling against God and His Word. And unless our nation and this world repents of rebelling against God's Word, pressure is going to continue. And there's no indication in the Bible that we, our nation as a whole, or this world will repent until Jesus Christ comes back and lets mankind know whom the boss is. Now you may wonder, who does he think he is and how does he know where we're headed? Well, let me tell you, my friends, how I know. It's because the Bible, God's Word, says so. The Bible has more to say to America and the British people than all the other nations put together. I know our roots, where we came from, and what God said will happen to us in the latter days, which we are in right now. I have told you many times on the Way It Ought to Be program who our ancestors were and what will befall us in the latter days, and it is in process and has been for many years. But it is picking up momentum very speedily now. That's why I can tell you on the authority of Jesus Christ, pressure and troubles will get much worse. Much suffering for our nation is just ahead. And I'm not proud to have to tell you that, my friends. I'm very saddened to have to tell you that. And I hope you're saddened to hear it. I hope you're saddened enough that you will want to change your life and begin obeying your Maker. God has blessed our people so much, and up to this point in time, we have just kind of coasted off those blessings and ignored God's Word and ignored God Himself. But my friends, God said, if we did continue to ignore His words and His law, that He would strip us of those blessings. And this is in process and has been for many years. Our coasting time is over. Our time of afflictions are here, and they are going to get worse unless we wake up and turn to our Maker. Take off our Sunday, our Easter, and our Christmas facades, claiming to be a Christian nation, and turn to God and rend our hearts, begin to obey our Maker. Quit telling people that the law was nailed to the cross and that we don't have to live according to the Bible, that we don't have to live according to God's law. What a shame, what a slam in the face of God for anyone to stand up and teach such things. Have you noticed what God said to ancient Israel or their leaders at that time? And it is for the house of Joseph today, the United States and the British people. Notice what God said to ancient Israel, and as I said, it is a prophecy for us today. Amos 6, beginning in verse 4, speaking to the leaders of our nations, who lie on beds of ivory, stretched out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who chant to the sound of stringed instruments, and invent for yourself musical instruments like David, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, who but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. How many in this nation, how many leaders today, political leaders, religious leaders, are grieved about the afflictions of Joseph? Speaking of a selfish mindset and attitude, the way of get, not concerned for others, lovers of self. Isn't that what Christ said would happen in 2 Timothy 3, or inspired Paul to write that? We read that on our previous program. Yes, my friends, the pressure is on, and we don't know how to release it. And this world and our nation will not listen. Will you? I ask you again, will you? You can change your life. You can escape the terrible troubles that are just around the corner for our nation and for this world. You can have God on your side. Do you know how to have God on your side? Well, let me tell you, it's by obeying your Maker. God said He's with you as long as you are with Him. You can read of that in the Old Testament. And of course, it's brought out many times in the New Testament as well. Yes, God says He's with you, and He will be your protector and your provider in times of need. Christ said He would never leave you and never forsake you. That is, if you're on His side. You can be on God's side, and you can be one that releases the pressure that you're living under today, and you don't have to go through more pressure, my friends, because God will be on your side if you're on His side. We have a couple of booklets that you should read, North America Listen and Evidence of the End Time. You need to read those booklets, my friend. They will help you to open your eyes to what's going on in this world today. You need to know why you were born and where you are going and what's happening in this world today and what's going to happen to you personally and what's happening to you right now, for that matter, but what's going to happen to you personally and to this nation and to this world. You need those booklets, North America Listen and Evidence of the End Time. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand the days that we're living in, why you were born, and where you're going to wind up.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.